So we have seen and heard reports of a homeless encampment being set up near North and South Division Street at Fireman's Park. A number of tents were up on Tuesday and cleared out Wednesday by Buffalo Police. Commissioner Grimalia says he's never seen tents set up like that in the city. What are your thoughts on this? Are you surprised to see something like this happen in one of our Buffalo parks?
I think an encampment of this size may be new to the Buffalo, to the city of Buffalo. However, it's very common in some of the larger cities. A few years ago, I was in Seattle, and there are tent encampments like this, two, three, four times as large, in many different places in downtown Seattle. Over the last year, they've tried to decrease the number of encampments, but it's still an issue, and also in some of the larger cities. So it's a new occurrence here in Buffalo. However, it's not surprising.
Are we seeing an increased need in Buffalo? Are we seeing more homeless now in our area more than ever, more than what the city mission in Buffalo is used to seeing?
Yes, there's about a 30 to 40% increase over the past year. So yes, we are seeing an increase in homelessness in our area.
What do you make of the quick response time from the city? I know that the commissioner said that the homeless, you know, were given ample time to clear out, but the city, you know, they don't usually respond that quickly in most events like this.
Yes, I really don't have a comment on that. The occurrence of that kind of caught me by surprise, but in terms of the timeliness or the abruptness of it, I don't have a comment on that aspect.
Fair enough. Is the mission seeing other areas in the city that have an increasing amount of homeless people? Do you know?
There's the issue of homelessness strikes just about every geographic area. We are seeing it in the South Towns. I know you're probably aware of what's happening in Jamestown. So in rural communities, it's an issue also. Unfortunately, many rural communities don't have the breadth and scope of services for homeless folks like we have here in Buffalo.
Yeah, and I noticed that it's suburban communities, too, that are also being impacted, right?
Correct, yes.
Are there options for these people other than, you know, of course, setting up tents in parks?
Yes, there are. There are homeless shelters. Buffalo City Mission has one of Buffalo's largest homeless shelters, and there are others in Buffalo, New York. The Erie County Department of Social Services is really helpful in helping people who are homeless in terms of getting them set up with public assistance, if need be, getting them into a hotel on a temporary basis until a homeless shelter spot opens up. Unfortunately, many of the homeless shelters, ourselves included, are operating at almost daily at 100% capacity.
And is there anything, you know, the people of Buffalo can do or the city can do to help the mission right now? Is there anything in particular that you guys need from the people or from the community?
The donations are always helpful, not only monetary donations, but food donations as well, clothing donations. At Buffalo City Mission, we also provide three meals per day to the community, not just the residents of Buffalo City Mission, but if people in the community are homeless and or hungry, they can come to our shelter to receive breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We also have a clothing and agape shop where they can receive clothing. So we do, even if we can't house a homeless person overnight or for an extended period of stay because we're full, we do the best we can to help feed them and provide clothing for them and then offer them assistance in terms of utilizing the Erie County Department of Social Services.
Is there anything that I may have missed that you just wanted to add or anything else that you wanted to add on the topic, Sal?
My last comment is just one of increased awareness. So although, you know, what happened with the encampment and the folks there, you know, may be unfortunate, but the homelessness population is incredibly unfortunate. So just increasing awareness, I think, is a great first step. There's also a dearth of affordable housing options for people who are homeless, too. We're seeing a lot of older folks who are not able to afford their houses or apartments anymore and are homeless due to that reason. So there's definitely a dearth of affordable housing options for homeless people and people of lower socioeconomic needs.
And not only that, I've you know, noticed just by, you know, going to government announcement events that a lot of, you know, the Erie County, the city of Buffalo, and New York State are prioritizing affordable housing. Is that something that you're really taking note of as well?
Yes, there has been an increased occurrence of that happening, which is really, really encouraging and direly needed. We need more of that, yes.